From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting a setback to the Islamic State in Iraq. The Iraqi government has pronounced the provincial capital Ramadi recaptured from Islamic State fighters, ending an offensive that began in mid-November. IS fighters captured the key city in May. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Monday welcomed the news.
We commend the government of Iraq and the brave Iraqi forces that have displayed such tremendous perseverance as well as courage in the fight to return Ramadi, the capital of Anbar province, back to the Iraqi people. The coalition has supported this operation every step of the way with hundreds of airstrikes and through our train, advise, and assist program and has assisted Iraqi forces to effectively maneuver and counter ISIL's maneuvers and tactics in this very complex environment.
Iraqi officials say they now are focused on reducing pockets of resistance and clearing the city of mines and booby traps. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said 2016 will be the year the Islamic State is driven from his country and said Iraq's second largest city, Mosul, is next. In northern Nigeria, the death toll from insurgent attacks has risen again, with dozens more killed, perhaps as many as 80, and scores wounded in separate attacks blamed on Boko Haram. In and near the Borno state capital, Maiduguri, early Monday, many were killed in shootings and blasts. A twin suicide attack killed at least 30 more in a busy marketplace in Madagali, about 150 kilometers southeast of Maiduguri in Adamawa State. An army counteroffensive this year has recaptured most territory held by the militant group, which has resorted to hit-and-run attacks on targets like markets, bus stations, and places of worship. The six-year insurgency has left some 20,000 dead, according to the United Nations. This is VOA News. A Russian vessel carrying more than 11,000 kilograms of low-enriched uranium left Iran for Russia Monday, part of the July nuclear deal with Iran, a development hailed by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Regional analyst Ian Lustig of the University of Pennsylvania says it also demonstrates Russia's ability to be a positive force in the Middle East.
The Russians have now shown that they can be effective in the Middle East when it comes to weapons of mass destruction. You'll remember that the chemical weapons in Syria were removed according to a plan advanced by the Russians, albeit after threats from the United States. And in this case, the threats came from the United States and from Israel, and Russia again stepped in, at least to provide the venue for the delivery of these materials.
Iran, awaiting the lifting of sanctions, is also obligated to remove thousands of centrifuges used to enrich uranium and redesign a heavy water reactor so it can't be used to produce weapons-grade plutonium. A new national poll shows the highest number of Americans dissatisfied with their government's anti-terror efforts since 2001 and the terrorist attacks. Fully 40% of those surveyed believe the terrorists are winning the war. Tom Sanderson, director of the Transnational Threats Program at the Centers for Strategic and International Studies in Washington.
I would certainly say that ISIS is very strong. They are on the march in many places. They are losing territory in other places. But generally speaking, I do think that ISIS is showing itself to be a durable, effective, persistent, lethal threat. And we should be doing more to counter that threat, but I don't think we need to act like we are under siege and under attack and that this is an existential threat.
Coming after weeks after the Paris and California attacks, the survey finds three-quarters of Americans critical of the Obama administration's anti-terror efforts to date. Rival Burundian factions, including a government delegation, took part Monday in talks in Uganda aimed at ending months of political violence that has left hundreds dead and tens of thousands displaced. Monday's meeting, designed to lay the groundwork for negotiations in earnest, expected to get underway January 6th in Arusha, Tanzania. Belgian authorities have arrested two people suspected of planning holiday terror attacks in Brussels. They say they found evidence pointing to the threat of serious attacks that would target several emblematic places on New Year's Eve. Severe weather across the U.S. left more than 40 dead over the Christmas holiday weekend. A combination of snow, sleet, hail, tornadoes, and flooding has also created massive travel problems for millions of Americans. A powerful storm system dumped more than 100 centimeters of snow on parts of New Mexico as it headed north to the upper Midwest. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.